Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wiggling.
Yeah, yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
Squad music. Homie, you ain't say nothing. Pull up dripping on the scene, might be what it seem, but it don't mean nothing. I don't flex no trusses on earth, cause it ain't worth nothing. Homie, you ain't hurt nothing. Eyes ever seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for me though. Eyes ever seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for you folks. Pulled up in the drop top Chevy, 24s on deck, no stunting. Hopped out the whip, eyes on me, might like what you see, but you ain't seen nothing. I got treasures on treasures in heaven, you can catch the big steppin' all the way to big blessing. Big God, big flex, walked in, what's next? Oh, imagine, homie, I'm blessed. Yeah, I turned my back on the world and my heart towards God, come a soul worse, son. Now the devil big mad, said he got a big bad, try to get to me, ain't work done yet. Eyes on Christ, pay the price for my life, I believe, so they gotta mean something. This is God in me, just when you thought that you seen something, homie, you ain't seen nothing. Pull up dripping on the scene, might be what it seem, but it don't mean nothing. I don't flex no treasures on earth, cause it ain't worth nothing, homie, you ain't hurt nothing. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for me though. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for me folk.
Hopped out with the J's on, with the Dre headphones in my zone, homie, I ain't heard nothing. But don't get it twisted, me and God playing tennis for the love, I'm just trying to serve something. God bless me with a check, everybody show respect, no flex, but that don't mean nothing. And I'm hot, so what God got for me looking like a mirage, cause you ain't seen nothing. God got the big bad waiting on us. If I'm talking about his love, it's gonna take a moment. The devil offered me the riches, I didn't really want it. I declined before I even started thinking on it. Gave my life to Christ and got a fair shake. Now I'm big stepping like Shaq on the staircase. I look good, got faith and my hair straight. Even though they looking with a stare face, they ain't seen nothing.
Pull up dripping on the scene, might be what it seem, but it don't mean nothing. I don't flex no treasures on earth, cause it ain't worth nothing, homie, you ain't hurt nothing. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for me though. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for you folks. Homie, you ain't say nothing. Pull up dripping on the scene, might be what it seem, but it don't mean nothing. I don't flex no treasures on earth, cause it ain't worth nothing. Homie, you ain't hurt nothing. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for me though. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for you folks. Pulled up in the drop top Chevy, 24s on deck, no stunting. Hopped out the whip, eyes on me. Might like what you see, but you ain't seen nothing. I got treasures on treasures in heaven. You can catch the big steppin' all the way to big blessing. Big God, big flex, walked in, what's next? Oh, a mansion, homie, I'm blessed. Yeah, I turned my back on the world and my heart towards God. Come and throw a word, son. Now the devil big mad, said he got a big bad. Try to get to me, ain't work done yet. Eyes on Christ, pay the price for my life. I believe, so they gotta mean something. This is God in me, just when you thought that you seen something, homie, you ain't seen nothing. Pull up dripping on the scene, might be what it seems, but it don't mean nothing. I don't flesh no treasures on earth, cause it ain't worth nothing, homie, you ain't hurt nothing. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for me though. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for me folk.
Hopped out with the J's on, with the Dre headphones in my zone, homie, I ain't heard nothing. But don't get it twisted, me and God playing tennis for the love, I'm just trying to serve something. God bless me with a check, everybody show respect, no flex, but that don't mean nothing. And I'm hot, so what God got for me looking like a mirage, cause you ain't seen nothing. God got the big bad waiting on us. If I'm talking about his love, it's gonna take a moment. The devil offered me the riches, I didn't really want it. I declined before I even started thinking on it. Gave my life to Christ and got a fair shake. Now I'm big stepping like Shaq on the staircase. I look good, got faith in my hair straight. Even though they looking with a stare face, they ain't seen nothing.
Pull up dripping on the scene, might be what it seem, but it don't mean nothing. I don't flesh no treasures on earth, cause it ain't worth nothing. Homie, you ain't hurt nothing. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for me though. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all God got for you folks.
What's the deal, y'all? This is King Eric, the media assassin. You are now tuned in live and direct to the best hip-hop radio show on the web, Off the Cuff Radio. And this show is sponsored by Screwball Radio, which you can catch with me, Black Poet and Comet, every Saturday night, Cocaine Buddy Boy Entertainment, and also Da Vinci Clothing. Also, I want to let you guys know that we're going to be doing the special celebration episode, Episode 600, celebration going down this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, 8 Central Time, man. This is going to be a massive celebration. And now going on for tonight's episode tonight, big shout out to Angela for making this happen, joining us on this lovely hour. This group here, coming from Atlanta, Georgia, from what I understand, as you could hear with this song here, they did a masterful job of mixing gospel with trap. And these guys are here to tell their story, to let us know what they got going forward, and letting it be known that they're ready for 2024 to be theirs. So let's all welcome Top Notch to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, what's up? What's happening, bro?
What's going on, man? We happy to have you guys on. It's been a minute, man. We tried to get y'all on, I think, last week or a week or two, but, you know, things come in the way. The universe sometimes has its ways of working, but now we're here, man.
Back, bro. Glad to be here, brother. Thank you for having us, fam.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. And we played the song off that you guys sent us. Fire joint, man.
Yes,
fire
sir.
Joint, man. The joint y'all said you seen nothing. Oh, but that's the first single?
Yeah, that was the first single man. When did we drop it? Last year, right?
Last year.
This year. Yeah, that was the first single this year, for sure, bro.
Definitely, man. And first of all, how's your audience receiving that track so far?
Man, they loving it, man. Yeah. I mean, bro, we've gotten nothing but positive reviews, bro. It's crazy, bro, because when we first recorded it, bruh, you know, sometimes you hear from your own ears, you be like, all right, this straight, you know what I'm saying? But man, when we pass it on, bruh, to the ears of other bruh, we pass it on to management. Like, man, we let the inner circle hear it. It was like, nah, this a bop, my boy. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, bro, and it kind of just took off from there, man. We're super excited about this record, bro. You know, it's making its rounds, bro. But most importantly, bro, like, the message is getting out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's the main goal.
Yeah, man. And do you guys have a visual out for it yet? Y'all shooting any video?
Oh, you ain't seen the video, bro?
Oh, you ain't seen the video.
I ain't seen the video yet.
Oh, nah, bro. We gon' we soon we just call over, we gonna drop that to you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because the visuals were really took it to another level, man.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely shoot that to me afterwards, man. You feel me? Because I see you guys followed us at the Off the Cuff Radio webpage, so definitely just shoot that to me after the interview. I need to check that out.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely get that to you.
And definitely. And with 2024 is here so far, man, like, what do you guys have planned for you? People that's already knowing who you guys are, what do you guys have in store for 2024?
Oh, man, we're going to be dropping actually, we just had a conversation earlier this week, we're actually going to push out an EP, maybe about 5 songs.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to start working on next. At first, our plan was just to push out singles and just kind of build up a fan base, but now we're going to drop an EP, and, you know, we'll do that. We'll actually thought to drop a lot of content for fans to see, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep dropping, like, you know, maybe, you know, freestyles and stuff like that. Just give them more content, you know. But that's what we got. That's what we got coming for this year.
Yeah, bro. And a lot more visuals as well, too, man. You know, we'll be hitting the road soon, bro. You know, whoever have us, bro, to you know, to promote it, man, to get it out there, dude. Like, we appreciate every platform, man, that's provided to us, man. For real, bro. We really appreciate you having us on. But, bro, the sky's the limit, man.
It's open.
Yeah, the record is making – it's open, bro. The record is making crazy noise, man. We got so many follow-ups. You know, that's why we kind of just agreed on the EP. It's like, man, instead of just giving them one, let's give them a few to work with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe by four or five, man. We're still kind of discussing it, man. We're discussing it with management, see what they think. But outside of that, man, we working the record, constantly doing something, man.
Exactly.
So, and let's talk about the beginning, man. Like, first of all, how do you two even meet?
How do we meet? Woo, how do we meet? We met first high school.
In high school, man. I saw this cat. He was lame, bro. I was like, man.
First day of high school.
Nah, man.
I ran into him like third or fourth period, first day of high school.
I was like, who's
Douglas High School on the west side of
Douglas
Atlanta.
High, west side of Atlanta. West side of Atlanta, bro.
Yeah, he just got to the west side. He ain't know nothing about
whatever.
It.
Whatever. Hey, bro, chill out, bro.
I had to keep him safe. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was a culture shock for you, boy. I was on the West Atlanta. I was on the West Side, but I was far West Side. I was out in Douglasville, man. I moved in with my mom, man. She said, all right, you going to this school up the street, Doug High. I was like, Doug High, what's that? You know what I mean? Walked in, seen all black folks. I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? And this cat right here, man, he was, man, it's like, he was God ordained, man. He was the first brother I connected with, man.
Yeah.
Didn't know, that was what, 2000? 1999. That was 1999, bro. So we talking,
man.
Yeah, we talking 25 years of brotherhood, man. And then we started rapping about 2000.
Was it a year after?
It was about a year after, bro.
Yeah, because we didn't start rapping until about 10th grade.
Yeah, about 10th grade, bro. But as we progressed and we got out of high school, man, we began to take the music more serious, man.
Mm-hmm.
And and we was very mature for our age too, bro. So like, man, we be in places just freestyling, man. We go downtown a lot, man. Wherever music was, bro, that's where we were, man. Eventually, we got picked up. We were fly. We was noticeable, man. The bars was there, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And Cass took a chance on us, man. We signed our first artist development deal, bro, at a very young age, man. Yeah. So it really matured us for the game, man. And that opened up the door, bro, to be we were offered deals, man, from, man, a few majors.
Yeah.
You had, like, your Def Jams.
So-So.
Yeah, well, So-So wanted to buy records.
That was a different deal.
That was a different deal.
Different type
of
situation. But,
But
Arista Atlantic and Rough Riders and Def Jam.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the deals didn't come through, bro. And but we were taking off, bro, touring, bro. We did sign up with an independent label.
Cool Man Records.
Yeah, Cool Man Records, bro. We took off from there. We traveled around the United States, bro. Opened up for some of the, a lot of known artists, bro.
Opened up for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, man. Some T.I.'s, your Slim Thugs, man. Your Lil Jon, Eastside Boys.
David Banner.
Bill Maher. Yeah, you named it, bro.
D5, Marcus Houston.
Yeah,
Bobby
yeah.
Bobby Valentino.
A lot of these from the cats, bro. And, but I got, you know, I eventually, man, like in year 2008, bro, I felt a different direction in my heart, man. And God kind of like just pulled me, man, to a different direction with the music. Mm-hmm. And I told my homeboy at the time, I told my homeboy, this is the direction that I'm going, man. And, you know, BP, he kind of kept doing his thing.
Yeah, I kept doing my thing. And, you know, basically I was running. So, you know, even though he was, you know, he went to do the, you know, Christian hip hop, I stayed in secular, but we were still boys. We still homies. We still talked. He, you know, he stayed praying for me that I would, you know, come on to the other side. Took me about a decade. I ran for about a decade, but then I finally decided to come on, you know what I'm saying? When I did, he wasn't even, you know, he wasn't even in Georgia. He was all the way in Hawaii.
I was in Hawaii, chilling.
He was doing it big over there. You know, with, you know what I'm saying? He was heavily involved in the gospel scene over there, man. He was doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was proud of him, you know what I'm saying? And I was just glad that, you know what I'm saying, he stayed praying for me and he stayed down with me. And, you know, I'm just glad to be here now doing work for the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And God told me to come back to Atlanta, mm-hmm. bro. Didn't you know he was working on my boy's heart? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we linked back up, bro, and the rest is history, bro.
Yeah. And now
with you guys, going the gospel route, like how were you able – one of the main challenges is going the gospel route is being pigeonholed. Do you guys feel that you was being pigeonholed at first going that route?
What do you mean pigeonhole?
Wait, what do you mean pigeonhole, bro? What do you mean?
Because sometimes you know how people when they look at you as a gospel rap group, they pigeonhole you as a certain lane.
Okay,
like
got
they consider you guys
you
as too. So they consider you like, you know, as very preachy, but at the same time, you got yes.
Yeah, that's a good bro.
That's a good question there.
Yeah, bro. And so you can easily be boxed in, bro, in the lane, bro, and feel like you only can only rock with a certain audience, you know what I'm saying, to people, bro. But at the end of the day, bro, that's not the mission of the gospel. You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. Like and you know, not to Bible thumb, bro, but when I think about the ministry of Jesus, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like his mm-hmm. ministry just wasn't for the religious. It just wasn't for the righteous. I mean, it wasn't for the matter of fact. He said, I came so that he said, the righteous already have, the healthy already have the doctor, man. I come to see about the sick. You know what I'm saying? So basically, bro, we take what we have, man. We was like, nah, we're not going to stay in the lane, but we want to stay within the four walls, bro. The real work happens outside of the four walls. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, and it was crazy, bro, is that because we were in the industry, we were in the music, we already knew how it worked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we right. know when we go out there, yeah, bro, we know what to expect. We know what we're going to see, you know what I'm saying? We know what to expect, but we also there that, bro, that we know we there for a purpose that's bigger than ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's not more so like, you know, we forcing to go somewhere, bro. It's like, bro, wherever God say go, that's where we go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
God say, hey, go to this nightclub, show up, and do your thing, we go, you know what I'm saying? We've been there, bro. So as far as to answer your question, bro, nah, man, they can try to box us and try to pigeonhole us, bro, but we don't conform to that, man.
No, we don't. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all about trying to relate, you know, and try to meet people on their levels, you know what I'm saying? And it's all about – see, the music is just, you know, to get your attention. We really like to have conversations.
Yeah, we want
to
talk.
You know what I'm saying? We really like the fellowship. We need to talk because that's how you can really receive the gospel and really get it. You know what
how
I'm
you
saying?
Feel, bro.
We you know, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we love to make you bop, you know what I'm saying, and make you move, you know what I'm saying, and we praise God doing it. But, you know, that's a mission in itself, just trying to show you that it's cool, you know what I'm saying, and as well as, you know, we can still be in the lane as, of any genre, you know what I'm saying, and still praise God and still get the job done in any genre, you know what I'm saying? And that's just, you
exactly.
know, that's just how we see it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because you know how a lot of people perceive. They perceive like when you frame them gospel type material, they perceive it as too preachy and stuff. But on the flip side, if you really look at it, a lot of people, even the ones that's in the mainstream, like you know, we got the J. Cole's and the Kendrick Lamar's, they all use interpretations of gospel in their music.
They do. Somewhat, yeah, to some extent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what it comes down to, it just comes down to talent. And, you know, you got to be able to
captivate.
You
got to be able to captivate.
Yeah, you got to be able to captivate. You got to be able to, you know, not be able to Bible thump them, but to still get the point across and the message across.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Because when people start to hear certain words or phrases It comes off preachy, and it, you know, people push away. You know what I'm saying?
That's why people hear the See Nothing right. record, bro. They didn't even know it was a Christian hip hop record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of records we do, you won't even know. It's like, oh snap, this is a Christian hip hop record. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's why, you know, you have to take your time, you have to listen and really dissect what we're giving to you, bro. And then the aha moment is like, oh snap, you know what I'm saying? They really giving me something. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people hear stuff, bro, they don't know what they be listening to, bro. Most of the time they captivated by the delivery and the track itself. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
And they're not really paying attention to what the person's even really saying. They just like the beat.
They like the beat.
Oh, I like the beat. Oh, I just like the hook. Oh, I just really like this part right here.
You ain't seen nothing, but you ain't seen what? What are you talking
about?
Yeah, bro.
You know, so people, you know.
Yeah, I think what it is too with people, it's pretty much like it depends on the individual. Like, if they say a rapper drop a gospel album, they're going to automatically flock to it. You know what I mean? Like Kanye West, he dropped a gospel album, everybody flocked to it. I don't care if they was even atheists, they flocked to it. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
as long as the music is good and it feels good, that's all people need, and that's what you guys provide.
Yes, sir.
That's a good point, bro.
Yeah.
And people just drop a gospel album and they flock to it. Like, look at your Kanye's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, your Kanye dropped. You know, he dropped his joint, bro. Everybody wanted to see what it was about, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
for a season, he was an instrument, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And he brought great encouragement. I was encouraged by him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what he heard, bro, I mean, so, he didn't stick to it. I mean, you know, his heart is his heart, you know what I mean? But I think that just shows Kanye, you know, he's a different type of person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, bro, bro, so talented, man, bro, so gifted, man.
He is,
yeah,
but you know, everybody has their struggles and their battle with something, in their own way that they walk with God and they have their relationship. So you know, he just, you know, he's going through the fire. It's not easy.
Nah, it's not easy.
It's not easy. You know, it's not gonna be easy. You know, they're gonna come at you crazy. They gonna say things. They gonna look at you. They gonna snicker. But you know, that's the culture we live in. And that's the, you know, the pain we gotta go through. That's the suffering. But you know, we willing to do it. You know, we gonna stay humble. Yeah. We gonna walk through the fire. We gonna get the job done.
And this analogy I use with my partner that usually co-hosts with me, it's like all you gotta do to win the people over is just hit a home run or hit a game winning shot. You got. They don't care about anything else until that point. And next thing you know, you're a hero. Or you're with you guys' profession, a hit record. That's relatable, and that's dance. That's pretty much appealable to everybody. All you got to do is hit one of those, and you're in, you know?
Yeah, you're in. That's right, bro.
Yeah.
You're right, man. That's so true, bro. The right, man, is.
Yeah.
If it's catchy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If it's catchy, bro, if it's relatable, bro,
yeah.
You know, people can be pulled in, man. But the thing is that after that, what do you do after you have their attention, though? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it
and,
is.
Yeah, bro, and how can you remain? How can you keep their attention? You know what I mean?
Yeah, getting it
that's
is one
talent.
Thing. Maintaining it is another.
Yeah, bro, getting it is one thing. Maintaining it is another one. Yep. So that's what we look at, bro. So we really hold each other accountable, bro, about, you know, what's next? What are we offering? When we get in the studio, when we collaborate, we create, you know what I mean? It got to be something that's going, you know, man, it's going to draw them in. Draw them in more, man.
Now, coming up in the Atlanta rap scene, like that, who do you guys consider as musical inspirations, like musical influences?
We got a few. Who yours, bro? Coming up on Atlanta rap.
Come on, Atlanta rap. Outkast.
Yeah. Outkast, yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Outkast, definitely. You know, you got Tip, Luda Wayne, Eminem.
On the Atlanta scene, you know, you call it out. Some major hip hop influences.
I'm just talking about major, but in Atlanta, man, you talking about Luda, T.I., Shadow Low, Outkast, Young Bloods,
yeah.
Phil Mob.
You said Goody Mob already? Goody Mob?
No, Goody Mob, yeah, the whole Dungeon family.
Yeah, bro, the whole Dungeon family, man.
The whole Dungeon family.
Yeah, man, that's, we got put on the mill, man, like real early. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they kind of helped you know,
Pastor Troy.
Oh, Pastor Troy, big time. Yeah, boy, yeah. Pastor
yes. Troy. Lil John Eastside boys.
Yeah, yeah, man.
They were, you know, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of these artists, man, kind of like helped shape the artistry for us. You
exactly.
know, I know Outkast really, man. And I think Outkast, man, just took MCing another level. You know what I'm saying? For
it
Atlanta,
did.
Period, man.
It, listening to Outkast really made you, it challenged you.
It challenged you, bro.
It challenged me.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, wow, they really take something that's just out there, wild, weird, and make it funky. Something totally different and make it funky. And hey, you rocking to it, and you don't even you rocking to it. But I loved it. But that's it. But that's motivation. That's inspiration.
Yeah, that's what's dope about Outkast to me is that every album that they drop, it don't sound like the last one. Like they all
exactly,
different bodies
it's
of work.
It's so different. Like it's different. You know, I love when people are different because that's, I feel like that's what the hip hop, that's what the game is missing because everybody's real uniform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They look the same, dress the same, act the same, talk the same, lingo the same. It's just the same. So to see somebody being different, you know, it's awesome. You know?
Now, where did you guys started really, you say you started rapping in the early 2000s and you see the game go through its motion. Where do you guys see it, where it got to this point where everybody is pretty much carbon copy?
Everybody's carbon copy?
Yeah, he said, what time do you think that happened?
I think it started like, okay, hold on, time out. So... It depends, you know what I'm saying? Because you had remember when the Snap era came on?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
When the
Snap era came on, you know what I mean? That was the sound.
I was cool with the Snap.
Yeah, I was cool with the Snap.
I was cool
with
the Snap, but that was just a lot of dancing.
But Atlanta, when Auto-Tune came in, bro.
Yeah, when Auto-Tune hit the scene.
Yeah, that really changed the game, man. And that sound alone, man. It first of all, if you know how to use it right, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you can't use Auto-Tune right, bro, just leave it alone.
And you know what? And I'll say this too, because right now, I have to say it was probably around the time it was Young Money. It's a lot of people copying Young Money to me personally.
Young Money,
right?
The Bullet?
No, the artist, Wayne. Everybody, everybody sounds like Wayne. Everybody sounds like Drake. Everybody sounds like Future. You know,
especially Future.
Yes,
I think
Wayne,
yeah,
Drake, bro. Big Sean. All the everybody sounds like that. And once they hit the scene, they started blowing up. Everybody just started sounding like that. You know what I'm saying?
And so who do everybody sound like now, though?
Wayne and Future.
Future
or Drake?
Yeah, Wayne, Future,
and
Drake. Yeah.
They the one, and Drake. And when I say Drake, I'm saying like the rap singing type thing. They sing rapping, they rapping, they singing.
Gotcha.
And I say Wayne and Future because it's the auto tune that you know I'm kind of leaning drunk, you know, high, and
yeah.
It's kind of like they say vibe rapping because a lot of them, they were trying to say they're not rappers. They vibe or swag rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And that meaning they just, you know, they like to get a little, you know, messed up and then just get on the mic and just kind of just swag out and vibe out.
But now these days, bro, I can't even tell some of these artists apart, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't tell them.
Really,
but then you got this
real
music, which to me is like the rap rock and roll. It'd be all over the place. You know, so I can't really get into it. Some of it I can.
Yeah.
But... not a lot. It just be kind of all over the place for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we grew up in the era, man, where it's all about content and lyrics, you know.
It's not really about lyrics anymore, man.
It's about just your influence, your social media.
Facts.
Your
following.
Your popularity. It's real fabricated.
Facts.
And you guys being a product of, you know, getting signed early on, what did you guys learn first and foremost about artist development? Because that's a key notion of what's needed today. And that's what used to separate the stars from the rappers.
Yeah, seeing a lot of these artists coming out, I think a majority of artists need artist development.
They missed it. Yeah, they don't have that anymore.
As a matter of fact, when we got artist development, we never even heard artist development. It was just we happened to be with, you know, Corey the Master.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. I Feel Him.
Mr.
I Feel Him.
Yeah, hit producer from the record, We Ready by Archie Everso, rest in peace.
Yes. You know, and he saw potential in us. He saw something in us, you know what I'm saying? And he signed a deal with us to do all this development.
And it was more talking before it was even got down to like to the meat, you know what I'm saying? To like recording, man.
Yeah.
It was more mentoring, like, man, like understanding the game, understanding how to carry yourself, understanding how to act when the camera was in front of you.
Yeah,
you know,
he taught us how to act. He taught us how to perform on stage.
Yeah.
How we should position ourselves on stage, how to work a stage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And work the crowd while we're on stage, you know, make eye contact. He taught us all that, you know what I'm saying? Conduct yourself, yeah, like you said, conduct yourself at the club.
Yeah.
You got to act like an artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he, you know, he taught us, you know, just ins and outs.
Make sure you make it home.
Exactly. Make sure you make it home. Yeah. You know, and we learned how to move as a label,
correct,
you know, and as a group, because we moved as a label, as a group, because he had other people in the studio as well, and we actually learned how to move as a label, as a group, how to do shows, how to, you know what I'm saying? It was nice. And we prayed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We prayed.
We did, bro. And a lot of artists, they're missing that now, bro, because that's not the game anymore. It doesn't matter about artist development, man. It's really, it's about, you know, how much of a hit the song is, you know what I mean? What's your following, man? It's just clout. What's your clout? You know what I mean, man? And that's why you have a lot of these young rappers that got there, bro. They had the clown, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The game is the game, you know. It's not much of stage presence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not really that. And cats don't really know how to, you know, put on the show, man, work a crowd,
mm-hmm.
and really give them a show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more so like,
performing.
Get on stage. I mean, a lot of these cats ain't even rapping, they rapping with the music playing in the background.
Yeah.
Cats don't even know how to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Do the song, man. Yeah, bro, without the lyrics, you know what I mean?
And a lot of them probably doing songs they freestyle. They might not even remember they rhyme. A lot of them.
The crowd know the song more than they know the song.
Yeah,
rhyme, right?
And some of the people ain't even writing they rhyme. They don't even, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot going on in the game, you know what I'm saying? So we just come from that era where, you know.
I think it's authentic, bro. You got, you know, we come from the era of authenticity, bro.
Authenticity.
I thought authenticity.
Exactly.
We authentic. There we go.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's like, it's kind of like this generation here is raised off the internet.
Yeah,
I think
go,
the internet,
man,
is pretty much their artist development. Because now they're looking at analytics.
Yeah, they're looking at analytics, yeah.
That's true, man. Yeah, and the internet is, you're right, bro, the internet is the artist development, man. And it got a lot of that cat thinking, man, that's all it takes, too. You know what I mean? A lot of cats,
They think once you get that,
They think once you get that, you get the bag. You know what I mean? A lot of these cats don't even understand the back end of the business and what it takes. You know, and that's one thing we're big on, you know, man. First of all, we're family, man. You know what I mean? We got mouths to feed, man. So you need to know how your business works. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can make a song. Yeah, you can record a song. Yeah, you can post some content. But do you know how to collect on the back end? You know, is your publishing in place? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your Sun Trust account set up? Your Sound Exchange?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Are you on media based? You know, is your music encoded? A lot of these cats, man, they have no idea about this stuff, and they're leaving so much money on the table on the behalf of just, you know, I'm popular, I'm clout. You know what I mean? These labels is making millions, bro, millions off these cats, man, and royalties are. And I think I heard 21 Savage say this one time, man. He was doing the interview. He was like, man, I can give a cat $300,000 and I'll own them for the rest of their life. You know what I mean? You know, knowing that he's going to make more off of them, you know, because off top, they want the bag to, you know, to buy success. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, to keep up the appearance of success, man, on the internet at all places. Yeah,
exactly.
It's crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the type of time that we're on now. And tell me about this here. Like, you guys getting introduced to the business side. Like, let the people know how much goes into having your business handled, because people come in with the mindset of just want to make great music. But it's great to make great music, but when the business side ain't getting handled, that's where the challenges come. That's where a lot of artists hate dealing with that side. Now tell the people how important that part is to learn that aspect.
All right, look, man, I know you probably heard it a lot, but you're going to hear it again. The music is only 10% of the business. The other 90% is paperwork, and just knowing a lot of knowledge and how stuff works. And you know what I'm saying? Now, it's a lot. And the way it's set up, it kind of will deter people away and not want to do it. But if you want to, you know, be in this music industry and get paid for your music, you have to do it. You have to find somebody, learn, watch some videos, do whatever you got to do to get the knowledge. And you just got to do the footwork. It's not going to take too long. It's not going to take that long. It's going to take some money. But, you know, it's business. It's going to take money to make
business
money.
Business costs.
Business costs. You know what I'm saying? So you got to just take the time, get the knowledge, get with somebody. And have them break down the steps, and you just got to do those steps. You know what I'm saying? And once you do those, like, trust me, when you do those steps and you know these words and, you know, you get around other people that know the lingo and they know that they're going to be able to tell what type of artist you are.
Absolutely.
Immediately, because these top dogs and all these people, when they come speaking about stuff, and, you know, when they come to you, say, like, your record do pop and it do hit and it's doing good. You know, if you don't know... You know what I'm saying? What these people are talking about, you ain't gonna know what's going on, and they're gonna be. And these people will be able to get you.
Yeah, they're selling you these dreams.
Yeah, that's
selling you
dreams.
How much money they can make off you on the back end.
Exactly. So you just need to know
$50 fine.
How it works and know how people are getting paid, so you know how you can get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know where money's coming from, then you know it leaves it open for somebody else to come in and sign up and get that money. You know. From you.
That's what it is. And I you was asking, man, I mean, I'm on like, bro, do you want to be known or do you want to be known or do you want to be paid?
You exactly. Know you know what I'm saying? People they're so quick to get the fame. And the fame, trust me, fame is not it. It's not it. You don't want to be known.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't want everybody in the business. You want the money. Just do your stuff on the back end. Get it right. If the fame comes, cool. And fame just supposed to be a byproduct anyway. But everybody just want fame so bad, they're just willing to just sell out and just do crazy stuff for it.
For it.
And don't do it.
And just, still not get paid.
And still not get paid. Have a little bit of fame for a little bit and still not get paid. And but there'll still be it'll be money made off of them. They're just not getting it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, we made mistakes, too.
We made mistakes.
We signed things we shouldn't have signed. You know, we've gotten out of contracts, and what you live and you learn. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to take that time. You know what I'm saying? You got to take the time to do it. Just like you want to educate yourself, you want to seek God, you got to educate yourself.
You got to educate yourself. It takes time, man.
You got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you're trying to do a career, you're going to educate yourself, and you got to, you know, do that career so you can know how to do it.
Or anything.
Any kind of anything, you got to educate yourself. So if you're trying to get in this industry, educate yourself, because if you try to just sign a deal, a so-called deal, with other people that know the business, and that leaves yourself vulnerable,
we'll eat you alive,
to get played, they're gonna chew you up.
Yeah.
They're gonna chew you up. Okay. And they're gonna do it while they're smiling in your face.
And collect
the
bag.
That's the whole point.
Collect the bag, bro.
Do it while they're smiling in your face. So this industry is, you know, it's a crazy machine. You know, you just got to do your homework. That's all.
I got my partner on, T-Max, on the line. What's good, man?
What's up, bro?
What's going on? I meant to slide in. How y'all?
We doing good, brother. Good. Doing good, man. Thank you for having us,
blessings,
man.
Brother. Blessings.
Man, look, we off the cuff are so privileged to have the most blessed or the most highly anointed in terms of artists joining us. What y'all are saying is true, man, because people, you know, one thing about it is I think the most sacred to people is their art and a gift. You know, whatever talent you have comes from God first, and it's how you manifest that. Sometimes we do get blinded by it, by the world, because we're looking at it from an aspect of, okay, we have this, we think we got this gift, and then we're so anxious to share it, we're not always looking at the outlets of how we share it.
Correct.
As you both, as you said, you know, as you both astutely said, you know, we've seen time and again the horror stories of so many artists who got caught in these deals thinking it was one way and it was another. And the one thing about it is that as an artist, the most sacred thing for you is to be able to do what you do. And when you see artists get burned out, a lot of them times they get burned out, they get bitter, they get angry, they feel shorted, slighted, all types of despair, you know, from not knowing it. And that is important in terms of and the thing is, the most important thing is, even through the dark days, you know, it's still important to have the knowledge. Like the Lord said, faith without work is dead. You can have faith in it, but if you don't do the work to manifest it in terms of understanding how you are going to make the most of it, it doesn't come to fruition. You know, the load is not going to be paid as you want it. You both, in terms of your spiritual journey, what you have come to in terms of how you have been blessed to be able to share your talents with the world in a culture we all love but has an intrinsic street link that is not always worldly and holy. How have you two managed to navigate it from being able to, you know, get the message out in terms of really reaching an audience and a demographic that some would say doesn't necessarily constitute a top priority in the music climate of today?
Man, that's a good question, man.
I got an answer for that.
Go ahead. You can start. Go ahead.
I would say, like I said, it takes a village, man. We stay grounded. Like I said, we stay grounded in God. We pray a lot. But I have a lot of friends. I got a lot of close homies that are just real good brothers, man. I stay around them, and, you know, I fellowship with them a lot. Even my producers, my engineers, you know what I'm saying? We're all men of God. You know, you surround yourself with people that are doing like things that you are doing and are on the same path or on the same walk that you are doing, then, you know, it's going to be positive. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. It's so much temptation out there. It's easy to slip back and fall back and relapse. But you have to surround yourself with people that are doing like things. I mean, you just got to do it. If you're willing to change your life, it's just certain things you're going to have to deal with. You're going to have to give up. You're going to have to just change.
Yeah, bro. And I think you have to know what you're going into as well too. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, bro, the word of God says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're dealing with, you know, those spiritual foes, man, dark forces, man, principalities, man. Like, you got to really be, you ask, how can we deal with bringing something holy into an industry that not be ready to be too accepted? That's right, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the darkness doesn't receive the light well. You know what I mean? But you have to remember, man, you know, you can't take offense to that. It just kind of is what it is. You know what I mean, bro? And the mission, bro, is to be the light where you are, and whether they receive it or not, you know what I mean? You can't take offense to it whether they don't receive it. I mean, heck, Jesus walked the earth. They didn't receive him for the most part. You know what I mean? He even told them, man, you know, man, shake the dust off your feet for it to be a testimony unto that town. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to, man, you got to be grounded, man. Like my boy said, man, in God, you got to be grounded in the word, bro. And you can't rely upon your own strength, you know what I mean? Or your own wisdom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, or your own zeal, you know what I mean, bro? You got to be wise as a serpent and harmless, you know what I'm saying, as a dove, you know what I mean? And you have to be, a lot of places we go, man, when we get with God, we want to go on assignment. We don't want to go just because we want to be there, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If God opens the door to send us somewhere, whether that's to meet someone, talk to someone, man, and if it's through the tool of music, we're okay. We're fine with that. That's his way of doing it. Even the word of God says the gift will make room for you, right? And bring you before great men. You know what I mean? But then you get before them great men, you gotta know what to say. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And how do you know what to say, man? Yeah. You gotta hear from your father, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what we own, man. But the journey, bro, it's an exciting journey. Serving God is the greatest journey ever. You know what I mean? And the most exciting, bro. But yeah, bro, you got to be ready for the blows, man. And, man, and the higher you go, the more you're going to deal with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And what you both said is so true. When we look and here on Off the Cuff, you know, we always respect artists in terms of, even in the most salacious situations or scandalous, we leave our listeners out if they got an ear to it in terms of what we might say, that they may have an idea of who we're referring to, but we do our best never to mention people directly by name. We are journalists. We're not tabloids. But I will use this as an anecdotal. We've seen a lot of artists and executives over the years, one in particular, not going to say their name, but they had an art, you know, they kind of went, you know, articles was written about them in terms of where it seemed that spirit jumped out while they were on IG Live. And this artist from where, and King laughing because he knows exactly who I'm talking about when I said it. But, you know, but it's like there are people. One thing about it is I believe in energy. I believe in good and bad. I believe in another world. Mm-hmm. I believe in the dark forces, you know, that are beyond, you know, all that, you know, stuff that might be in the science fiction movies. I tell everybody, y'all don't understand. Some of that shit is for real. And when you start playing in them dark worlds, them spirits, man, you're going to conjure up some forces depending where you, who you are around and what you may play in terms of you may conjure up some stuff you can't get away from.
Start playing with that black magic, open that door up. The next thing they know, they start wondering, man, how come they... How my car get shot up? Hey.
Why are we arguing in the house? You know what I'm saying? Why this going on, man? Yeah, bro. I seen it. Man, you right, bro, because I've been in situations like that, man. You know what I mean? So where you go places, man, that God ain't ordained for you to go. You know what I mean? Spirits, bro. Since we already did, we deep with it. Spirits attached, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Spirits follow you home, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. And you got to be very mindful of what you open yourself up to, bro. You got to be mindful of what you read, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What you're watching. Mm-hmm. Man, what you're listening to, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, we talk, man, just think about music for a second, man. Music has the power, bro, to alternate your behavior, you know what I'm saying? Yes. I always talk about this, bro. Like, when violence is happening, you know what I'm saying, or something's going to go down, I'm you know, you're getting ready to go shoot someone, kill a nigga or something. You know, I'm sorry if I said, I'm supposed to say that, but, you know.
No, you're good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, or kill someone. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you think they're listening to Kurt Franklin, you know what I'm saying, on the way there? You know what I'm saying, bro? Mm-hmm. Nah, they're listening to something, bro, that's going to feed into that energy, bro. Feed into that salt, man. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, even as artists, bro, I feel like we have to be very careful, man, with the message that we're communicating, what we're putting out. I'll tell you like this, man. The Bible says this, man. Jesus said, look, man will be held accountable for every careless word they have spoken. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about that for a second. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For every careless word that you have spoken, that goes into music as well, outside of your day-to-day conversation. So I always tell people, bro, yeah, you have a gift, but you have free will to do what you want to do with that gift. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be ready for accountability for what you do with it as well, too, man. Man, there's forces that behind empower that works behind all of this, bro. That we really got to, in truth, we got to open up our minds to, man, and just be thoughtful about, man. We can't ignore this stuff. Yeah. You can't ignore it. You can try to, man, but I think now, man, we're seeing it come to the front for more now than ever. I think the enemy's playing mask off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is definitely the year of accountability.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah. And when we think about it,
Go ahead, T-Mac.
Yeah, but and when we think about how, you know, we talked on this show, hundreds of interviews we've been so blessed to do with so many great people. We talk about the climate of it. King and myself, you know, me and my brother, we're older. So, and, you know, we come from a different generation of hip-hop in terms of, you know, because it's a perfect segue in terms of being able to speak on what y'all say, because a lot of people want to say hip-hop is the worst thing that happened. You know, it's the music. I'm like, no. It's not the music.
No.
And it's not the culture.
It's
what happened. But what we do agree on, even with the most harshest of critics of it, what I do agree with is what's being put out there. Because when we grew up, it was a variety. You had your gangster rap, you had your party rap, you had your pop rap, and we weren't just inundated with one genre of the music. You know, the culture, hip-hop culture is defined by a ways of language, dress, dance, and art. Rap is part of it because it is a articulated art, but it is not the whole culture.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the most prevalent, which puts it at the forefront, which is why people get the misconception of hip-hop. No, hip-hop is a beautiful culture because it gives expression. When we get into the side of what has been put out now with the music, it's low vibrational, a lot of it. It's not really – it doesn't speak to – some of it doesn't speak to my soul.
The culture doesn't speak to how we are. It doesn't, you know –
Yeah. Like,
it's,
now,
it's,
if I want to get gully,
it doesn't resonate to you.
Right.
Right.
Like, if I want to get gully and I want to listen to Griselda, oh, that speaks to me because that's a throwback to that Wu-Tang 90s. I mean, that's like, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, some of these other artists, it's like, you know, shout out to Big V, you know, from Nappy Roots we had last night, and he was talking about, especially with a lot of the young rappers today, what's going on, because a lot of these young rappers really have not lived long enough to fully be able to come into their own musical maturity of being able to really understand what it means of what the music, number one, is, and what it means to the culture, number two, how you really want to put something out. You know, when you really have a depth that is been seasoned by a level of living, you learn. And the longer you live, the more those lessons are extended, given to you. You constantly graduate in your growth because your evolution comes in your existence rather than your extinction. Because when you're extinct, it stops completely. As long as you're alive, the academics are there for you to thrive. And what we're seeing with some of these young artists today is that they don't really fully understand it. This generation, a lot of them understand celebrity only through going viral and saying the most reckless shit out there to get noticed.
Yeah, you go.
But they don't think about the consequences, about what you said. There is life and death in the tongue, as our father said.
Come on, bro.
I think what happened to y'all is we don't get the other side anymore. You only get one flip of the coin. Because even when you have records back in the day, they tell you the repercussions of the dope game or the repercussions of taking this man life and stuff like that. They was able to give you that commentary. But now these guys live in video game mode. You know, they GTA
they live in DTA
24
in
hours a day.
But in real life, boy. It's crazy.
Back,
and they don't mind crashing. They're like, look, we're going to crash twice.
Yeah.
Man. And what did Jesus say? And I got your back. Then I realized the plan. I'm trapped in a deadly video game with just one man.
Yeah.
So not only I watch my back, I watch my front. Because this is a nigga's the front. They be on a hunt.
Yep. Yep. Facts, bro. Facts.
Yeah.
Pretty much as you all have gone during, what has it been like to do shows, to really interact, fellowship with your audience, really share wisdom and dialogue in the word of your, you know, of how the Lord has inspired you and how the Lord has inspired your listeners and through your art?
Man, I would say beautiful. It's been real beautiful. The crowd actually they respond to us really well. We've gone to a lot of different places to do our worship. We have the privilege to go down to do a prison ministry.
It's coming up again too.
Well, we have another one. We're going to the same one, right?
Yeah, going to the same prison.
Yeah, we're going right back to the same prison. Last time we were there, like 10 people.
Yeah, about 10, 15 inmates get alive to Christ, man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We're talking about brothers that's never going to see the outside of a prison again. You know what I mean? And that I think that's just the best part, man. You know, that's the goal. I mean, that's the goal. That's the mission, man. You know, being able to be in these positions where we can communicate with the gift that's given us, what God has given us, man. I mean, the Bible tells us, man, that, you know, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You know what I'm saying, man? So I really look forward to the testimony, back to the real work, man. You know, leading some of these brothers and these sisters, you know, into Christ, man. You know, it's a beautiful thing, man. And heaven rejoices. Like P said, man, the prison ministry. We've been in a couple other spots, man. A lot of places. Man, last year was really a busy year for us, man.
Really
was, man. So we look forward, and we tell God, man, bring it on. You know what I mean? We look forward to you know, wherever He brings us, man. Shoot, man, we're trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Man, we want to get in them nightclubs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
bro.
Any interviews, any shows,
yeah, bro.
Any meetings, if we just need to pull up to serve, we'll do that too. Any way we can, you know, get involved or give back and, you know.
So
serve others out there. That's what we're trying to do.
That's what it's about, bro.
No doubt. No doubt, man. I mean, it's all about being seen and getting out there. Now, how has the social media space, that has it helped elevate your base and, you know, get more known out there?
Yeah, it's helped. It helps, bro, especially, man, you know, being on platforms like you guys, man, you know, getting our face out there more and more.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, man, everything happens on social media, man. You can't avoid it. You have to use it.
Yeah.
You know, the game ain't the same anymore, man. We used to be able to just take a record up to the radio station. You know what I mean? They like it, they'll play it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I recall somebody asked me a few years ago. I said, "Oh, your record's nice, but how many followers you have on?" On social media, and I was like, "What?" You know what I mean? But that's just the game that we're in, man. It's important to, you know, continuously, man, put content out there, man. That's dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I at least see social media just as another tool to engage your audience, man.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate your message. You can get lost in it. Every now and then, man, you got to take a break from it, man. It can be, if you are undisciplined, it can be very overwhelming. But it helps. It helps, man. And it is helping our platform grow more and more. All across, man, from Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We still trying to figure out TikTok. I ain't gonna lie.
It's
a little rough with TikTok. That's a different audience right there, man. That's a different audience, man. But you have to have knowledge on these things. You have to utilize them, man, because that's where everybody's at. You know, that's where everybody at. That's where the eyes are, man. That's where people spend.
That's where the work is at.
I don't even know what percentage of time people spend on social media. I think almost more than 50%, man. Like, and that's just crazy to me, bro.
Wild numbers.
That's crazy. Numbers. The numbers are wild, but it has helped us, man. It has helped us a lot, man.
How important is it for people, in y'all opinion, in terms of, you know, who... just in a level of human interaction, because we see so many people out there trying to live out their life through social media, and they don't interact with people, and that brings a lot of times, unbeknownst to us, levels of depression and isolation, because people don't have an identity outside of social media. How important is that for people to get out and fellowship, to just be amongst everyone and really see the beauty of the world that God has created for us to exist in?
Yeah, so that's a good question, bro. Because first of all, the social media world is not it's not real. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's the best way I could put it, right, man? You know, it's crazy because I had a son who kind of dealt with this, man. You know, I don't even have my children on social media anymore, man. I mean, I've had a child who got lost, and the man thought he can only engage with people through, you know, video games and this and that, man. And I was like, bro, I had to take that from him. I'm like, bro, what you need more than ever, you need contact. You need fellowship. You need human-to-human interaction, man. You know what I'm saying? People don't even know, man, real fellowship can bring you out of places like depression. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real fellowship can bring you out of, you know, suicidal thoughts, man. Because my thing is that, like say, for instance, AT&T had an outage today. You know what I mean? Over 54,000, you know, cellular service phones were down, including mine. You know what I mean? Now I worked in corporate T-Mobile for 15-plus years, man, so I already knew the game. When it went down, I said, I know what's up, man. But think about how many people, man, who just rely on that, man, for interaction, for engagement. You know what I mean? I can't get on social media. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that, man. You know, I would like to know who plotted suicide when this stuff went down, you know, on the behalf that, you know, they couldn't engage, man. So that stuff is not real. At any given time, bro, we can lose that stuff.
Yeah.
So, man, Instagram can be shut down tomorrow. You know what I mean? There's some hackers out here that's doing some wild stuff. You know what I mean? And I believe we come into that time, man. We come into that blackout time, man. And, you know, I just really pray, man, that people would, you know, seek fellowship seek something real outside of what social media, you know, gives you, man. Because it's not real. It's not real. It's not real fulfillment. It's empty, chasing likes, you know what I mean? Who like this? Who like that? Who coming on this?
Yeah.
Beef getting started. It's just drama, man.
Well, what it is, it's so easy for people to be somebody they're not on social media.
That's a good one.
You know? And what it comes down to is a lot of people, you know, it's a lot of people don't love themselves. A lot of people, they don't like who they are. They want to be somebody else, and they don't want to be themselves, and they don't know how great themselves really are.
You know what I'm saying? It really is.
They are the guy,
they're special. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be like somebody else only because, you know, people love, they want to be celebrity, they want to be famous, they want to, so everybody has a willing need to fit in, to want to be popular. So it's just easier to fake it on social media because, you know, in person you can't. You can't fake it.
No, you can't fake it in person. You got to deal with the real you. Yeah.
You got to take some accountability in person. So, you know, and if your real life person don't match up, you know, how you are online, it just looks bad on you, man. So, and that's why people don't want to meet, because they're not who they say they are. And then I already told you, I mean, you see them on social, or you see them on Instagram, they this person, they don't want to see you in person, because they know if they see you in person, they're not going to be able to live up to what they told you they were. You know what I'm saying? So, interaction is just going down.
It is, man, big time.
But well, we need it back, you know. We need fellowship, you know. We need to meet
definitely.
And greet.
Definitely, man. And that one needs to come back more, man. You know, I want to go ahead and shoot this last question to y'all because I know you guys got things to do, and I know the time is wasting. But you know, we got things we got to take care of, man. But you guys are you guys coming out? You doing these shows in the Carolinas? Y'all traveling out to do any shows outside of Atlanta?
Yeah, we on the way. Yeah, we on the way out there.
Yeah,
we on the way, man. We've been out there. It's been a minute since we've been out there.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We shot a video out there one time. Okay.
Yeah, we opened up with the franchise for the franchise boys out there,
right,
man.
That's right.
Yeah, out there, man.
We went Georgetown.
Yeah, man. So we love the Carolinas, bro.
Man,
North, South, man. I was just in Charlotte last year for a Lakers game. You know what I mean? And we're looking forward to. Based off the conversations we've had, man, with our circle, with our leadership team, you know what I mean, as far as behind us, bro, that door is opening up for us even more. So we can't wait to get out there, man, and meet, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I got some in-laws in Greenville, so that's not too far away. So we could definitely see the Carolinas in our future, definitely.
That's what it is, man. Man, we definitely enjoyed this build with you guys. Big shout out to Angela for making this happen. One of the best females ever, man.
Absolutely.
Now, let people know where they can find y'all.
Yeah, so you can find us. We'll start with our social media platforms. You have The Real Top Notch One. That's on Instagram. And I said again, The Real Top Notch, and then the number one. And we had to put The Real Top Notch because it's thousands of top notch pages out there, man. And Facebook, man, same thing. The Real Top Notch, and TikTok Top Notch, The Real Top Notch. Everything The Real Top Notch, basically, man. And you know, so as far as streaming platforms, you know, look up. You can look up E-Serve and Prayer P. So our first single we dropped this year, we decided to release it on a collaboration pages for you know, through Prayer P's and mine as well too. And also Surf Squad being our label, man. Shout out to Surf Squad. We have several artists, man. Me and Pete, we're also label owners as well too. We have plenty of artists, man, coming out of Surf Squad, man, doing their thing. Becker the Legend, you guys will be hearing about him too soon, man. He just dropped a nice record amongst a few other artists under the label. But you can find us at, you can look up Surf Squad. That's S-U-R-V. We spell it the cool way. S-U-R-V Squad. And you'll see tons of music, man, from us. And we also have a clothing brand as well, too. It's called Serve Apparel. So SURVAPPAREL. So if you look at our content, if you like the stuff that we're wearing, most of that stuff we have on sale on our website, man. Go check us out, man. And like I said, man, sky's the limit, man. We're excited about 24. Man, we're blessed, man, to talk to you fellas. And we can't wait for the next part where we can sit down and really break bread, man.
Yeah, definitely. Man, we appreciate y'all so much. For joining us. Thank you. You know, and we're blessed to have y'all. You're welcome back anytime. You know, just keep spreading the praise, positivity, and pragmaticism of the Holy Spirit, you know, and everything that entails of goodness, generosity, benevolence, and most importantly, salvation.
Yes,
all right, for sure. All glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Steph, man. So, yeah, on that note, we better be up out of here. We thank you guys once again. Be sure to check out that new single. I'm going to definitely need that video, too, man.
All right, I'm about to drop it to you now. Say no more. I got you, bro.
Okay.
All right, bro. Have a good one, man. Y'all be blessed, fellas.
Y'all be blessed.
Thank you.
So,
Brother King, take us out of here.
Yes, sir.
Right. See y'all tomorrow, Saturday and all Sunday, right. And every other day, maybe.
All right.